This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
We raised $100,000. The festival did $500,000. I signed a $20,000 deal. The same day that all this happened, I was going through an overwhelming pressure. I was overwhelmed. I had anxiety, and I was slightly feeling depression. And I remember putting my hand on my shoulders, and I said, God, please, please give me the strength because I feel like I'm about to break. Do you know during this time, I did not open myself to anybody because I believed that I was a strong man and that I didn't need to open up and I could leave it alone. When I went to go get my massage therapist said, your back is so tense. And one of the things that I realized, culture tells man to be strong, but in the kingdom, it teaches man to be weak, because when you are weak as a man, God can be strong. Because in every area that I try to present strong in, how can God be God? And that's one of the greatest lessons I had to learn by being burned out. When you show your strength in every area, there is no need for God. There is no need for him. And as I started to show weakness, meaning I can't do this all on my own, I need reinforcements, and you are the reinforcement, I started to notice a burden got lifted. But then what I also had to do is I had to share with those around me what I was dealing with. I was going through this emotional pressure, this anxiety, this overwhelmingness, this burnout, and I wasn't telling nobody. But the moment I start to open it up and release it, I start to feel better. What's going on today, everybody? I hope you guys are having a blessed day. Listen, this is episode 2 of Dismantle. And today, the topic of today is actually going to be interesting because this is something that I always struggle with. And I'm not lying. I'm laughing because just to see where I have grown is such an amazing thing. Because, man, if you was to ask any of my ex-girlfriends, this one thing here got me in a lot of trouble. It actually ended a lot of relationships in my life. So today we're going to be talking about empathy, right? And one of the things that I realized when it comes to empathy, like when it talks about manhood and masculinity, you know, we should value empathy. We should value emotional intelligence. And I know that's a new word that's starting to come around in leadership, but that's something that I truly do believe that it should happen in relationships, especially us as men, right? Because one of the things I realize is when you talk about kingdom masculinity, we should value empathy and emotional intelligence. And a lot of the things that I realize, you know, growing up, being around different men, being around different cultures and environments, you know, cultural masculinity in America really often discourages emotional openness. I'll be honest with you. Even when you think about, like, as a man growing up, if I would go through something, some of the things that I would hear is, boy, stop crying, right? Whenever it came to me expressing myself as a man, I would always hear, you know, man, don't do that. You know, like even when you hear about men that often open up themselves to express how they feel, they always get shunned. They always have a negative connotation around it. And I truly believe that that's one of the reasons myself and other men around me, we lack empathy, we lack emotional intelligence, we lack vulnerability. And those things causes us to keep our emotions inside of us. It's kind of like when you're doing a pop can and you shake it up, right? When we don't learn how to be emotionally open and learn how to be intelligent about our emotions, meaning learning how to navigate how we express, use, and communicate our emotions, eventually every day we just come home and shake up this pop can. And eventually one day, the moment it's open, it explodes. I truly believe that's the reason we have a lot of the issue and crisis when it comes to manhood and being a man. We do not know how to manage our emotions. And a lot of that reason, me personally, I feel like, one, we haven't had a lot of masculine men express themselves in a way that's healthy. And then two, we've attached that emotional vulnerability, that emotional openness, that empathy to a woman trait. I remember, you know, in college, right, one of the things that I struggled with was being empathetic towards others. And I actually had to pull up the definition here on the internet, because I was like, you know what, I want to be able to read to you all what empathy actually means, because I know we talk about it, right? But do we really know what it means? And I'm a big person that you got to get the understanding and definition of the word. So when I looked up empathy, right, here's it. I'm going to read it to you. It's the ability to understand and share the feelings of one another. Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of others. One of the things when I think about that is you cannot be judgmental. And I will honestly say that because I was very rigid in my thinking, because I was very rigid in my experiences, one of the things that I realized is it's hard to understand the plights of others when you operate more in correcting them than comforting them. And that's something that I recently came up with for my life. You must be more about being curious about their life, more about trying to understand their life than to correct them, because the correction is only the truth. And what is the truth if it's not brought to you forth in comfort, brought to you forth in love? And that's one of the things that I realized, right? And as men, we are called to love our neighbors like we love ourselves. And I was thinking, the key to loving somebody like you love yourself is empathy. How can I love you like I love myself if I don't have empathy? How can I truly give to you like I give to myself if I don't have empathy, if I don't understand the situations that we're in? If more people were empathetic, we can eradicate a lot of the issues that we have today. But the problem is, we teach people that you don't need empathy, that you don't need emotional intelligence, and that the ability to express your emotions in a healthy way is seen as weak. One of the things that I always realize when it comes to what the culture pushes in the media is that masculinity often encourages men to suppress their emotions. And one thing I realized, that suppression, it may appear that it's good, but long term it isn't. And it teaches us how to suppress our emotions and to avoid being vulnerable, which can lead to isolation and disconnection, which happened to me. So I remember early when I was dating, I remember I was in a situation. Y'all don't judge me. I have changed. I was in a situation where a girl I was dating at the time, she had a death in the family, and she told me about it. And I'm going to be honest with y'all, I lacked empathy. I was like, I mean, what you going to do about it? He's gone. I mean, there's nothing else to do. Like, why are you crying? Why are you like this? Like, let it go. And I remember she said something that really stuck to me as I started to mature. She said, you just lack emotional intelligence. You lack empathy. You only care about yourself. And what I realized is when you don't have empathy, you really are rooted in pride, because you do care about yourself. I didn't want to understand her situation. I didn't care about learning her situation. All I care about was get over it. And while that might be a right answer, in that moment, the truth wasn't comforted. It was corrective. So she wasn't able to receive some of the information that I was giving to, right? When it comes to situations, right, everybody has a different process. And one of the things that I had to learn and realize that if I lack empathy, which meaning lacking understanding of a person's situation, lacking to feel how they feel with what's going on. How can I truly love them in that situation, right? Because as men, remember, we are called to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And how can we really do that if we don't try to understand people? And it is important that we must do that. So as I was doing that, I wrote down a few questions I started to think, right? They're like, what are some of the challenges that men face in learning to be more empathetic and emotionally intelligent? And for me, one of the things that I realized is one of the challenges is environment, right? There are not a lot of environments that promotes men being empathetic, right? Because a lot of the times what we see is this: we finally decide to be vulnerable. We finally decide to share the thoughts and understanding of others. And what happens is a lot of that information gets turned around and it gets weaponized. You know, I can't remember where I heard this from, but I heard this statement one time and it really stuck with me. Like, don't weaponize my vulnerability. When men finally learn how to be empathetic, when men finally learn how to open up, when men finally take that step and they leap and they get damaged, most men do not heal and recover from that. When I got hurt as a man, it took years for me to recover. It took years for me to get over the hurt that I had happened to me. And what that did is that made me less empathetic. And it made me more power, more dominant. It made me more closed off. And one of the things that I realized, especially after watching Creed 3, is the more you suppress your emotions, what happens is you don't have a healthy outlet to let them out. So what happens is emotion comes in and then it comes out as an unhealthy one. So you might be feeling sad, but because you've never learned how to talk to people, what comes out is anger. What you might be feeling depressed, but then what comes out is hatred. So when you don't learn and when we don't cultivate an environment for men to be more empathetic, more emotionally intelligent, become aware of their emotions and learn how to understand the sentiment of others, not only do we not create a healthy environment for ourselves, but we don't create a healthy environment for other people. So environment, that's the challenges that for me as a man that I face learning how to be empathetic, is changing my environment that promotes allowing yourself to be empathetic. But what's interesting about that, then I start saying, okay, well, then at that point, well, how does cultural masculinity reinforce the idea that men should avoid vulnerability and emotional openness? Well, for me, one of the things that I realize is a lot of men who are seen at the forefront, you don't see them expressing themselves. I don't really like to use this as an example, but I remember when Drake first came out and he was doing all the stuff, people be like, oh, that dude is an emotional like Drake. So even if you think about what's being implemented, right, emotional is a sign of weakness. I'm a member of the 100 Black Men, and I did an activity based on Creed 3. And one of the questions that I asked a group of young men, and these is boys from like 11 to 18, but primarily 13 to 17, right? High schoolers. I said, how many of y'all agree with this statement? Vulnerability is shown as a sign of weakness. About 95% of these men agree with that. And what that showed me was that the culture and some of their answers was astonishing. One of the young men said, you being vulnerable, how can you prepare for defense when you're vulnerable? When you're vulnerable, it's weak and people can use that to bring you down. And it really made me think that the culture has conditioned men that if you express any type of vulnerability, if you express any type of empathy, if you express anything that's in the emotional sector, that can be used as ammunition against you. Now, I do agree. On a later episode, we talk about there's levels of trust, right? And there's levels of vulnerability. And you obviously can't express the most vulnerable thing to everybody, right? You got to have a trusted circle. However, the idea of not being empathetic at all and only focusing on work and execution can actually do more harm for you than good, you know, and some of the young men agree that the more vulnerable you are, the less successful you will be. So think about how the culture is reinforcing that. We're seeing that on TV shows. We're seeing that in music, in media. We're seeing that in sports. We're showing that men should not, cannot express their emotions. What I truly believe is we need to have more men express their emotions in a healthy way, be empathetic in a healthy way, so we can truly have love for one another, you know? And that's when I think about, like, kingdom masculinity can help men become more emotionally expressive and open to the needs and feelings of others by recognizing that this world is just not ran with you and you alone. When I'm operating in my pride and I was operating in my ego and I was moving and doing what Jeremy wanted to do, I didn't care about being empathetic for others. I didn't care about the feelings for others. Why? Because I only cared about myself. You know, I was prideful. The scales were so tight. I couldn't receive the information from other people. They would talk and I would just sit there and listen and just wait so I can hurry up and get what Jeremy needed. But the moment I start saying, hey, what do you need? Like, now that I'm in a relationship, when I approach my girlfriend, hey, what do you need? What can I do for you? When you reinforce the needs of others, people, and I'm not talking about in a manipulative behavior. I'm talking about truly intentional, thinking about their needs and their desires. What happens is I started noticing I receive more benefits relationally, in friendship, in business. Why? Because people know that you care about them. When people know that you care about them, they will give you 100%. And that's one of the things that I realized. Empathy is the key to having successful business, to having successful relationships, to having successful connections with humans. If you want to have successful relationships with people, you must be empathetic, because in your empathy, you understand the needs for others. And when you understand the need for others, you show that you really care about other people. And when you show that you really care about other people, guess what happens? You grow a heart, you comfort a heart, you love a heart. There's so many broken, wounded people in today's society that you will stand out, especially as a man, if you learn how to be more empathetic. And kingdom masculinity reinforces that through love. True love, meaning loving your neighbor like you love yourself. Meaning understanding their situation. Not judging their situation, being more curious about their situation than trying to correct, being more comforting than trying to correct, being more understanding than trying to correct. Because one thing that I will tell you, especially being a former atheist, you can have the truth all day, but the truth not presented in understanding, in grace, will not be received the way you want it to be. And that's something that even I had to realize. I'm just now learning over the last year what true empathy is. Now, remind you, remember what the definition is: the ability to understand and share the feelings of another. You cannot do that if you're selfish. That's why one of the things that I had to realize, that true empathy requires selflessness. And because I struggled with pride for so many years, empathy was far stretched. It was out of sight, out of mind. Now, what are some of the benefits of learning to be more emotionally intelligent and empathetic? As a man, for me, what I've learned, it has allowed me to connect with people more. I have built better relationships in my life, better friendships, because instead of me just calling to get something, I say, how are you feeling today? Oh, I'm sorry you're going through this. How does this make you feel? Is everything okay? What's going on with you? How has your day been? How are you impacted by the situation? And not saying it to be manipulative. I mean saying it to truly care. What happens is I started to benefit on how to be less, what can I get, and more, what can I give? the more I started to share the feelings of others, the more I started to understand others. And the more I started to understand others, I built better relationships. I called my friend the other day. I said, your mom just texted me about what's going on with your father. How you feeling? And you know what he said? You know, bro, I really appreciate you for asking me that. I'm doing okay. You can expect people to express themselves. If you create an environment of comfortability, of vulnerability, of openness, of emotional intelligence, of emotional openness, more men would open up. So I even challenge you today, call a friend that you're close to and start with them. Start with him. Ask him. Tell him something that you want to express that you've never shared. Ask him how he's truly feeling. Is there anything he wants to open up about? Trust me, those are the things. You know, I have one last point before we close. I remember when I raised $100,000 in 2 weeks. The fundraiser, we raised $100,000. The festival did $500,000. I signed a $20,000 deal. The same day that all this happened, I was going through an overwhelming pressure. I was overwhelmed. I had anxiety and I was slightly feeling depression. And I remember putting my hand on my shoulders and I said, God, please give me the strength because I feel like I'm about to break. Do you know during this time, I did not open myself to anybody because I believed that I was a strong man and that I didn't need to open up and I could leave it alone. When I went to go get my massage therapist said, your back is so tense. And one of the things that I realized, you know, culture tells man to be strong, but in the kingdom, it teaches man to be weak, because when you are weak as a man, God can be strong, because in every area that I try to present strong in, how can God be God? And that's one of the greatest lessons I had to learn about being burned out. When you show your strength in every area, there is no need for God. There is no need for him. And as I started to show weakness, meaning I can't do this all on my own, I need reinforcements, and you are the reinforcement, I started to notice a burden got lifted. But then what I also had to do is I had to share with those around me what I was dealing with. I was going through this emotional pressure, this anxiety, this overwhelmingness, this burnout, and I wasn't telling nobody. But the moment I start to open it up and release it, I start to feel better. So how is we as men who have been socialized, who have been conditioned, just like I have, to suppress their emotions, learn to express them in a healthy and constructive way? So here's what I want all of you all to do. What I want you to do is I want you to find one person in your life that you trust. And I want you to share with them something that's vulnerable to you. So that's first thing. I want you to share with somebody that you trust, whether it's another man, whether it's your girlfriend, whether it's your mother, father, sibling, family, whatever. I want you to share with them one thing that you've never told anybody that you've kept bottled in. So that's one. Two, I want you to do what I recently just did. I want you, when you talk to somebody, I want you to understand and share their feelings and do not give any advice. Just listen to them, hear their heart. I guarantee you will learn and connect with them more by just trying to provide and shove the truth down their throat. Because the truth with no grace is not transformation. That's just pretty much just trying to tell people that they're wrong. But the truth wrapped in grace, when somebody takes a bite out of that, they will then receive the food of transformation that pierces through the hearts, that opens the minds and transforms the spirit. So if you truly want to connect with humans and love other people and learn that it's not just about you, operate in empathy, operate in emotional intelligence. Don't suppress the vulnerability. Don't suppress the understanding. And I guarantee you, I truly believe we all will be able to have better connections with people. I love you all. You all have a blessed day.